Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I was calling about the vaccine. I'm a healthcare worker and a proof to that I'm a healthcare worker to get the vaccine.
Yes. May I give you the phone number in order to make that appointment, please? When you're ready.
Okay, I was calling in response to the one over at Oval. Is there another
I'm sorry.
One?
So this number is not for making the appointment. Are you trying to make the appointment?
No, I'm trying to find out what proof I need that I'm eligible to receive the vaccine.
Understood. So hold on for me 1 minute, please.
Uh-huh.
I'll be right with you. Thank you.
All righty.
So, of course, you know you need your driver's license, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to call and find out what other forms of ID I need.
Your phone is going away. I can't hear you. Say it again, please.
Do I need to bring a paycheck stub, you know, to prove that I'm a healthcare worker?
Right.
What's
a utility bill? A utility hookup? A work order dated within 60 days, mail from a financial institution, including checking, savings, or investment.
Okay, that's
good?
Fine.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find out, I mean, you know, I don't know, should I just show up and not bring anything? I mean, you know, besides my driver's license and that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, have you gotten a call back from when your direct appointment will be?
I don't have an appointment. I'm going to the drive-in clinic at OWA on February 2nd.
Oh, I see. Okay. How did you get that opportunity? Who told you to go there?
It was posted on your website with this number for information.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm just wanting to confirm if there was a more direct person to, you know, give me 1 minute or two. Thank you for your patience.
It's all right. Actually, this was posted by the city of Gulf Shores.
Of El Shores?
Gulf Shores, yes.
Bell Shores, okay. Yeah, because what's been happening is that people are having different, well, that's important to say, Bell Shores, okay.
And you guys are still in the first phase, is that correct?
That is right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, so I'm just confirming. Yeah, I can give you also a website for you to look at. You've already been looking at the website, but it didn't specify that, right? So the drive-through before you go, are you able, is it close enough to you where you can go ahead of time to ask those people there now so you can come ready the day you go, or is it very far from you?
Well, I'm only 3 miles away. I live on CR 20, right down the road from Oahu.
Oh, okay, so it's not that far.
Yeah, but I don't know what their setup's going to be, if they're going to, you know, like set up a tent in the parking lot or...
Well, I'm always
know,
about...
From my
go ahead, from your understanding.
From my understanding, they're, February 2nd will be the first day that they're doing that, so I don't know if there's anyone, you know, else that I can contact before I go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm, I have only our email. At this point, I've told you the general information, the
right.
general information for that. In terms
I'm just
of,
afraid that I'll get over there and they'll turn me away.
No.
You know, after waiting and not being in line for hours.
Whoever posted that flyer, do you know who that is? Who posted it?
Yeah, the city of Gulf Shores.
So I'm trying to say with that flyer, contact that information on there. They only gave you this number?
Yeah, your number is the 7268 for the health department is what they provided.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the biggest thing for me is saying to you that look at that information. Yeah, okay, here, give me 1 second. Just the general information I just gave you regarding the type of material to take is the
right.
general information, you know. So it's you know, the driver's license. And if you want to take extra, like you have, you know, anything with a bill or a letter, you know, confirming your identity. I don't know if it didn't mention that on the, if it didn't mention it on the flyer, then it's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's about proving age. More than anything,
well, no,
you know what I mean?
I'm not eligible as far as age is concerned, because
okay.
you guys are in the 75 or older, and I'm 66.
Okay.
But I do work in a medical office, so, you know, I would qualify under, you know, the healthcare worker.
Let me give you also the this is an interesting thing to ask, to tell you, but call a nurse. Let me give you the number for our nurses in connection to if they know anything about this and the drive-by and what would be required. Let me give you 3 numbers for the
All
nurses,
right.
okay, when you're ready?
All right.
334-314-9789.
All right.
334-451-0262, 334-451-4571. And I repeat that, follow the flyer, any kind of email on there or other numbers, follow it and simply ask at large. Okay. If they don't list it, yeah, if they don't list it, then, take information that you know over the years you've always taken, you know, it's the license, maybe a passport, a letter, a bill, an official letter showing, you know, a trace of who you are and where you live.
Okay.
Residency.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Thanks a lot. Then I'll,
you're
I'll
so welcome,
calling
sir.
The nurses. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too, sir.